Welcome to 3 in the Box. This is episode 14, the Minnesota Hockey Podcast. This is the Meat Beast. In the studio with me is Aaron.
Hey.
And over to my left is Kenny.
What up?
And back behind me, hiding at the controls and making us all feel stupid without even bothering to pipe in, is Jive.
Hello.
Thank you for producing for us again this evening, sir.
Anytime.
All right. Gentlemen, how's it going?
It's been a busy day.
It certainly has.
And it's only getting busier, but for a little bit here, we're actually going to sit around and banter about what's been going on with the Wild, the Gophers, and maybe some former Wild players or former Gopher players.
Even beyond today, it's been a busy week.
Yes.
It really has.
It's the trade deadline, obviously, was today. We are recording on a Wednesday, April 3rd, before the Wild, the puck drops for the Wild versus the Sharks.
Right.
Just to
super late game, 9:30 tonight.
Yes, 9:30. I'll already be at work at that point.
So and, technically, the game's starting about 2 hours from this point.
Right. Yeah. So if you really want to know where we're sitting timeline-wise. All right. Bunch of fun stuff. I think we're kicking it off with the Wild this week. Kenny, you want to start us off there?
Yeah, the Wild had a pretty interesting game against the Coyotes on, well, that would have been last Wednesday.
When we were recording.
When we were recording. Week, yeah. We kind of took a few station breaks for it. But awesome game. Tight game. It shouldn't have been as tight as it was towards the end of the game. Parisi, awesome play. Digging into the boards at the end. Backstrom got pulled. Koivu got the puck. No look pass up to the point. Over to Suter. Suter, I think he had a hole the size of maybe a freaking grapefruit to shoot that puck through.
He threaded the needle, that's for sure.
Yeah. From the top of the circle. Amazing.
Very impressive.
And,
rip.
And even before that, you had Cullen. You had LaBarbera, who was behind his net playing the puck. And he's playing the puck, trying to get it out of his zone. Tosses it up, and Cullen just snipes midair, puts it in the open net.
Gorgeous goal and making him pay for very simple mistakes. And he didn't try and cheat and just kind of lightly toss it in so that, or just lightly glide it along the ice. He made sure to put that up top shelf to make sure that he couldn't just swing the blocker.
Oh, yeah, and LaBarbera actually came pretty damn close to stopping it.
Yeah.
Considering he was behind the net, you know, when he realized he made a bad move.
I think Phoenix's goalie coach needs to start making some adjustments, or Phoenix needs to make an adjustment with their goalie coach, because Smith is the same way. Smith is back there playing the puck all the time, and that's why he's not playing right now.
Yeah, that's, or he's diving. Yeah.
Well, the other problem that I saw there on that play especially was the defenseman being out of position as they were coming back, which allowed Cullen to grab the pass from the goalie as opposed to it going to the defenseman, who was much closer.
Well, I mean, he knocked it out of midair. I mean, LaBarbera,
he should have passed it to the close defender rather than the far defender.
That's
really what it comes down to.
So, yeah, good game. Wild win 4-3 in OT. Yep. And, awesome.
And after that, we finally got some good news about, speaking of goalies, Harding is now skating again. He's skating. It doesn't mean he's ready for to be playing anytime soon. But he said he's feeling better. You know, we'll see if that actually means he makes it back on the ice before the end of the season. He says he's not done for, but you know, you never know with a disease like MS.
Well, you know, he was taking shots, and I guess the one thing is they tried going after MS with a more aggressive treatment that wasn't working for him. So they have now switched up his treatment again. He said he's feeling a lot better. You know, it's just good to see him back on the ice, skating with the boys, taking some pucks, and, you know, it's a good sign to come.
Well, also on the same day, Hackett got recalled and pulled up. Jake Dowell was assigned back down to Houston, all this so that Backstrom could stay in Minnesota for a day of rest instead of traveling to Dallas, so that Kemper and Hackett would hold the fort for us in Dallas against the Stars.
Because we had that back-to-back,
Yep.
Which, you know, it was debated about whether, you know, with the back-to-back, should we just leave Backstrom up here, let him rest, rather than even if he wasn't going to play, why go through the hassle of the travel? Let him rest at home, get a good night's rest, not have to worry about it. He can go skate if he wants to on his own.
Right.
Do what he needs to
get
do.
Get some chicken soup.
And it's not like Hackett or Kemper are bad goalies.
No.
You know? And, you know, with one of them coming just from Houston over to Dallas, that's literally, it's
It's a short drive.
Yeah. It's a short drive, and it's an even shorter flight. I mean, it's, what, a 40-minute flight?
Right. Who knows? Maybe part of this was just them looking at the upcoming trade deadline and going, okay, for travel expenses, we got to leave somebody home. If we leave Baggy at home, we have this excuse. And then we only have to pay him gas mileage. Sweet.
Yeah, it's just a matter of we're already paying through the nose in travel this year because we have the worst travel schedule.
Every year.
No, this
year hasn't been as bad.
This year they lead the league in the most miles traveled. Oh.
Really?
Since it is just east-west.
Even over Winnipeg.
Screw you, Winnipeg. Detroit, for whining and
Winnipeg's
complaining.
Playing in the east.
Yeah, Winnipeg. Yeah. And aren't they in the same division as Tampa Bay and Florida?
Yes. Yeah. And they have less travel time than the Wild does.
And you get Detroit complaining about travel times and expenses if they end up in the... Well, I mean, they got a good point about being in the Eastern Conference, but we've kind of beat that horse multiple times. So anyways, coming up to Friday, the first of back-to-back games that the Wild played this past weekend was at Dallas.
Woo-hoo. And with Hackett getting called up, he starts the net.
Yeah, they end up losing 5-3.
Yeah.
It was a mediocre, ugly kind of looking game.
It was definitely payback for Monday's game.
Yeah.
Where the Wild smoked Stars. So.
Well, and honestly... You know, their first win in a decade down in Dallas. I'm not surprised Dallas kind of came back with a vengeance.
Right, and that was the streak breaker, too.
So, all right.
So, with that, immediately after the game, the Wild sends Kemper back down to Houston so we can get Backstrom playing and then Hackett backing up Backstrom, you know.
Slight interesting rotation, basically, yeah.
Yeah, well, a little bit of a hot seat and, you know.
Yeah, put him in the hot seat and let him loose and then say, okay, now you're coming with and we're sending Kemper back down.
Right. Well, you know, either way, they only have to pay for one-way ticket. So.
Exactly. Once again, this could have just been travel expenses. All right. And then that same day, the Wild were playing the Kings, and that was here at home. And that was kind of fun to watch.
Oh, yeah.
It was a nice redemption game after the loss in Dallas.
It was a little obnoxious at first for me, but it slowly came into line nicely as we were all sitting there watching it, and especially during the shootout. Luckily, you guys were sitting at the bar I work at, which made it so we could all watch it together.
Yeah, it's kind of funny how stars kind of align that way. It wasn't supposed to be that way.
Yeah, and in that game was... You know, the Wild got down quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, they were down 3-1 at one point.
When I took my break and sat down next to you guys and one of my coworkers on the other side of me and looked up at the screen, I was just like, oh, good God, this is not right.
But like we've said, though, this Wild team is not the Lemaire Wild team where if they're down by two goals.
No, definitely not.
You're going, oh, crap, we're not going to. Williams.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It was a top line that got the two goals to tie it to bring it into OT. Coyle had the second goal for the Wild with Koivu and Parisi, and then third period, Parisi gets the tying goal with Koivu and Sutter with the A's on it.
And then they managed to take it all the way through overtime.
Yeah.
Into the shootout.
And that was a wonderful shootout.
I mean, all three goals went in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It
was enough to make Jonathan Quick snap and take his paddle, smash it against the net, and...
Yeah, Quick wasn't too happy about that.
Yeah.
Well, he wasn't too quick, was he?
No.
What's kind of crazy, and I saw that someone posited this online, that, you know, it's kind of unusual that you see a goalie give up a goal in a shootout, and they get really upset about it.
Yeah.
But if they give up a goal during the game, they don't get that upset to the same level. Whereas in a game,
very rarely. Sometimes you see him get that upset during the game, but very, very rarely.
It is pretty rare. I mean, I don't know if it's a matter of because when it's in the shootout, they know it's all on them.
Yeah.
Whereas when it's in game time, they know they got people that should be there protecting them. But,
and also, you've got other things impeding your vision.
Oh yeah.
Like a lot of that, you can always blame on a screen. You can blame it on. Whereas you're just focused on one person at that point. So,
yeah.
All right. That was Wild Kings. It was nice to see Brett Clark make his first appearance in that game.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
After sitting around for a couple weeks, you know, finally get some ice time.
So, All right. We had Easter the day after that. So, slow news day. I think everybody was with their families and taking a break.
Oh, yeah.
Come Monday, though, Wild played the Blues at home. Bad, bad game. Just out-muscled, out-hustled. Lose 4-1.
At first, I thought it was an April Fool's joke.
Yeah, yeah. Too bad it wasn't.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
the score kind of is.
Well, oh, yeah. Yeah, the score.
The hell? Whoa!
Look at the peanut gallery.
Look at that. Nice chiming, Jive.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah.
I think we should all drink to that one. Cheers.
Cheers.
All right. And we're back.
Yeah, yeah.
So not only were they out-muscled or out-hustled, Cullen is lost for at least a pair of games. And, you know, he took a big hit near the boards in the second period and lower body injury. And they're saying maybe two games or right around two games.
They seemed pretty staunch on two games.
Yeah.
Well, you know, two games would make sense since it's, well, tonight, obviously, and tomorrow where it's Sharks and Kings. So you got San Jose, L.A., so it's a quick East Coast. And then Sunday, they've got a few days off. Sunday, they're at Columbus.
Well, okay, fair enough.
So, yeah. I mean, they got a few games off, and then they're headed back to the Midwest.
They've got two games on the West Coast. A West Coast, I mean, three-game road trip, but the two are separated so far, you know, Columbus and L.A. being,
right. You
know,
so, I mean, you know, Wednesday,
apart.
Thursday, and then 2 days off. You know, technically 4 days off for him to rest up, maybe five with the skate, depending. So it makes sense that, you know, keep him up for two games and then see where he's at, reevaluate.
Right. Yeah, because it's probably just something that needs just a little bit of rest and a little bit of conditioning and be fine.
And
I guess.
So Cullen's injured, and then the officiating in this game was just terrible. Koivu took a high stick early in the first. And it was a bad high stick. I mean, it was obvious a high stick. A ref was looking right at him, and it drew blood. And no 4 minute, no 2 minute. Koivu had to leave mid-play because they didn't whistle things dead. So he had to skate off, clutching his face as he's bleeding.
Oh, wow.
And there's no call on that. It was really quite unbelievable. That's the second time that's happened to the Wild this year, where they've had a high stick that drew blood and no penalty was called. I don't know what the heck's up. I mean, maybe it's a matter that the referee, you know, maybe it's there's just no perfect human.
And there's no one to stop it because there are no officials on the ice.
I mean, maybe they're just not perfect and we're never going to have a perfect.
Everybody's human.
You know, yeah.
Yeah, but blood is blood, and obviously that came from somewhere.
Honestly, what I'd rather see is that if a player goes up to his face like that, clutching it like he just got hit, give a penalty. If it turns out that it was a fake penalty,
give a penalty to the player.
No.
Embellishing.
I would go a step further.
Embellishing, diving.
You would suspend him for one game.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah, fines don't do anything. They make too much for a fine to matter.
Yeah, suspend him for one game. So if we're stopping play because you're clutching your face, it better damn well be an actual infraction.
But everybody has different levels of pain, man, you know?
True. True.
But blood is blood.
Blood is still blood.
Yeah.
So. The blood will win out.
Well, yeah, Wild lose 4-1 on 4-1. It's a tragedy.
And so,
Jive, I like you better as a producer. We get more samples.
He does do a good job of it.
So after the game, they brought up Larson from Houston to fill Cullen's spot because they knew Cullen wasn't going to be playing.
Which was yesterday.
Yesterday, yep. And so they needed to fill that spot, and along with that move, they...
Then they also ended up signing Graovac out of... lost the team name. Thank you.
Well, he's playing with Ottawa 76ers.
The OHL, right?
OHL League.
Yeah, Tyler Graovac, entry-level contract signed that day, and that should help fill that hole as well. He collected 73 points and 18 penalty minutes in 60 contests this season with the 67s. So should be a fun one to watch out for.
All right. So I hope Larson's collecting on his frequent flyer miles because he got called up yesterday, and today he gets traded. with the trade deadline. Him and Hackett with a first-round pick for 2013 and a fourth-round pick for 2014 go to Buffalo, and the Wild get Jason Pommaville.
Woo-hoo!
Another, you know, he's going to be a first-line guy. It sounds like playing with Koivu and Parisi on
and
the top line.
And he was a captain for Buffalo, so we've got three captains on the first line.
So I think it's going to be a killer line. We also got a 2014 fourth-round pick with Pommaville.
And I will say that, just as a note, that Hackett and Larson are both called up this week, and they're both traded this week.
And Kemper, Kemper should be getting his frequent flyer card punched as well,
right?
Because he got the call this afternoon to pack his bags in Houston and head to the airport. I think I saw that around 2 or 2:30 p.m. Central time. So,
and
he should be on a flight to San Jose, or he's probably in San Jose by now.
And I think
he probably could have just drove that one.
I think
from Houston.
Nah, I'm just kidding.
I think Kemper actually, when compared to Hackett this season with the Wild, I think Kemper's actually been playing a little bit better.
I think so, too.
Not that Hackett's been bad, and I think Hackett's only had a game or two. So.
Hackett hasn't had nearly the ice time as Kemper.
But he didn't look very good in the St. Louis game.
The Dallas game. No, he did not.
You know, so I guess I'm not going to lose a lot of sleep over that. Plus, Hackett is an RFA, so there's a chance that the Wild might have lost him in this offseason anyway.
Yep.
With that... Russo literally just tweeted 30 seconds ago that Pommaville is flying into L.A. tomorrow morning.
Okay, so he's
expected to skate tomorrow.
Yeah,
right.
They're not sure when he'll debut yet, but there's probably a good chance he'll be playing in the L.A. game tomorrow night.
Right.
Yep.
I thought I had heard somewhere earlier that he may be top line with Parisi and Koivu tonight, but I think that's kind of wishful thinking.
That's a little early, considering how late.
You probably got a 5-hour flight from anywhere East Coast, 6-hour flight anywhere East Coast, all the way to the West Coast.
Four or five, depending.
Give or take.
So that's what's going on with Pommaville and a bunch of trades and
so with all this movement and trades and what have you, the Wild have acquired Jeff Delorier from the Ducks. He'll be assigned to Houston, and he's traded for future considerations, which means not a whole lot.
Bags of pucks.
Yeah. But he does add depth that we now don't have with not having Hackett. So,
yeah, very, very true. Also, cutting back to some old school Minnesota news, Gabrick actually got traded from the Rangers after a slumping season. He's scored 9 goals. 19 points overall on the season. And, yeah, he's heading to the Blue Jackets, who apparently are trying to build right now.
They got Bobrovsky, you know, and he's been pretty good, actually, for the Blue Jackets. Todd Richards, I don't know what he's doing down in Columbus. He didn't do any of that in Minnesota, though. So,
yeah. He's making a lot of moves right now and making some crazy trades. Excuse me.
Hockey has its own science and strategy. For every play, there's a counterplay.
Thank you for reminding us of that, Jerome. Right now, looking at Derek Brassard, Derek Dorsett, and John Moore, all for Gabrick.
Well, it was actually a 7-person trade.
Okay. Enlighten me, sir.
Columbus got Gabrick, Blake Parlay, and Steve Delisle, both defensemen, Gabrick forward, obviously. New York got Brassard, Dorsett, 2 forwards, John Moore, a D, and a 2014 sixth-round pick. So from what I'm looking at, that looks like that may have been the biggest trade. Well, the Pommaville trade was also 6 players. Well, that was 6 players. It looks like the Gabrick trade involved the most people picks total.
Moving, yeah.
I'm a big fan. It's a good show.
There's been a lot of big trades in this trade deadline. We had Iginla going to Pittsburgh.
Jokinen also going to Pittsburgh.
Morrow going to Pittsburgh.
Yager going to Boston.
Yager going to Boston, yeah.
Crosby going to the dentist. I mean, oh, wait, that's not a team?
Well, you know. Yeah, definitely. you know, you can definitely see the teams that are on the bottom trying to get rid of some of their more veteran players to get some younger guys coming in and help rebuild franchises.
Getting a lot of guys that are probably going to get lost in the offseason, a bunch of unrestricted free agents. And it makes sense. The Wild were actually one of the few teams that actually made a trade for a guy who still has another year on his contract. And that's probably why they got such a haul that they did.
Right. Well, and I believe I had seen that this was the first time the Wild have traded away a first-round draft pick.
Yeah, and I was looking. I couldn't find another instance where they had. So.
Well, and as we brought it up and has been mentioned from people front office-wise, they're actually looking more at buying instead of selling players.
For the first time. Yeah.
Let's cut over to Kenny for our upcoming games right now.
So, tonight, like we had previously talked about, the Wild are in San Jose playing the Sharks. Tomorrow, they're back-to-backs playing against the Kings.
In L.A.
A couple of days off. Sunday, they're in Columbus playing against the Blue Jackets. And then they're finally at home for a three-game stance. Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, the following week against Blackhawks, Blues, Blue Jackets. So seeing Blue Jackets twice, and forgive me, we are going through 2 weeks worth of games.
Right.
We didn't say this at the top of the show, did we?
Nope.
All right.
Nope.
Unfortunately, we are taking a slight break next week. I will be in Mexico. I'll try and send in a report of hockey in the Gulf of Mexico. And these guys will all be at the Clutch Show at First Avenue, and we'll see if a hockey game breaks out in the mosh pit.
Damn, that band should open up for Clutch.
Wow, and don't we still have two games left to talk about for that 2 week time frame?
Yeah, right. So we got the 3 game home stance, and then they're doing a Canadian tour. Canada.
It'll be another 3 game or a trip, but we'll have 2 games.
We'll have 2 games that we'll be talking about at the Flames and at Oilers, so at Calgary. First time playing Calgary without Iginla, and the Wild have been kind of tromping Calgary this season, so it should be a good victory.
And they won't have Bomeister either.
No, Bomeister
is gone as well.
Yeah, yep. He's St. Louis.
Yeah.
Oh, well, no wonder the Blues are being a little more power horsey this year.
Stacking up because they got Bomeister and
Iginla.
Leopold.
Yeah.
All right.
And then those are back-to-back games as well, Monday, Tuesday, Flames and Oilers. So.
And then last week's picks. So last week, Josh was in Duluth. So,
I thought it was Bemidji this week.
Oh, was it Bemidji? Okay.
I don't know. Maybe it's Brainerd.
Madison. Red Lake. He didn't make any picks, but myself, I picked the Stars and the Wild to win against the Stars and the Kings, lose against the Blues. Jive matched me with the same pick. Kenny chose a loss versus the Stars, a win versus the Kings, and the Blues. With that, we all go 2-1 on the week. So if you're keeping track at home, that brings myself and Jive to a tie with 4-1 on the season. Kenny is now in 3-2, and Josh, even though he didn't get a pick this week, is still at 1-1.
I'm a big fan. It's a good show.
So looking at our upcoming schedule, we've got 8 games here to look at. So I'm going to try to make this as quick as possible without getting
too... it's going to be tough with 8 games, especially with some new guys.
Do we want to just look at the games and just say what our picks are for each game?
You know what? I think that would be like smart.
Yeah. Okay, so...
It's a good plan. I like it. I'm a big fan.
I'm a big fan. It's a good show.
Okay, so first game, we have Wild at Sharks. I'm going to go with the Wild win.
I also am going with Wild win in that one.
I got a Wild win.
Wild at Kings. I'm going with the Wild win.
You missed our producer.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Well, and I'll go with the Wild win to just copy what everybody else is doing, I guess.
All right. It might just be because it's today and we think we're going to crush them today.
Yeah. Okay. So next game, Wild at Kings. I go on with Wild winning again.
I'm saying they're going to lose. I think there's going to be a little vitriol on the Kings part from this last game.
I go with the loss. I think, especially with Pomolari coming in, or sorry, Pomaville coming in, it's going to mix up the lineups, and they're not going to be gelling like what they were.
And I'm going to go with the Wild with a win. I think that they got their number, so let's go.
Okay, so game three, Wild at Blue Jackets. I'm also going for a win. I'm going for a road trip sweep.
I'm gonna say they're gonna win that Blue Jackets game, but I don't have anything else on that. Sorry,
I got a W on that game also.
And I'm gonna go ahead and they got a couple days off in there. They're gonna lose some of their legs. They're gonna get a little tightened up, and I think they're actually gonna lose to the Blue Jackets, surprisingly.
So Wild return to home, Blackhawks. I'm going to say they're going to lose the Blackhawks. As much as I would love to see them win, I have a tough time seeing that.
I've got them winning because with the way the Blackhawks have been thumping, I mean, granted, we do have Sharp returning, don't we? I can't remember.
I would have to look at the stuff.
But a lot of their injuries are going to be coming back. I still don't think that's going to affect it. I think that we're definitely playing a little tighter hockey than they are right now.
And I got them beating the Blackhawks. You know, they're at home. They're on home ice. They beat the Black. They gave the Blackhawks their first loss at the X after kind of getting beat by them last time. I'm going with a win.
And I'm going to be a homer and go with the Wild with a win, too.
Okay, then we have the Blues. I also went with the loss against the Blues again. They lost last time. And they didn't. It wasn't a close game. So I'm thinking they're going to get stomped again, unfortunately.
I'm going with a win on that one. I just don't really see the Blue Jackets. Even though they're starting to rebuild and will have a lot of new people on the ice, I don't think they're going to gel well enough together after that short a time.
You know, I got them going with the W. I think at that point, the guys on lines 2, 3, and 4 will have played with each other enough from the previous part of the season. And I think at that point, too, our first line is going to be clicking and rocking.
And I'm going to go with the win against the Blues, too. We got to get one back.
Okay, so looking ahead here, Wild at Blue Jackets, all of us say they're going to win. Yep. Do we need to say anything more on that one?
No, nope. That should pretty much do it, yeah.
Okay, Wild at Flames, I'm going to go with them winning. Noah Ginla, Boumeister, I got to think they're going to win.
I forgot Boumeister was gone, but I still went with the loss. I think that after what I'm assuming is going to be a large win streak there, that's going to be the other loss they're going to take during this time.
You
got to
play the odds, you know.
And Calgary always seems to come, and if I think that the Wild are going to beat them, they always end up biting me on the ass and proving me wrong.
You know,
so I'm going to say they're going to lose, so let's hope it flips it.
I got the W on that one. I think they're going to end up taking that and just jumping ahead. I think they're going to take Oilers as well.
And I'm going to have to go with the Wild win on that one as well. There is the Wild, but there is no Flames.
And again, on the Oilers, last game of the week,
it is the Oilers. So
looking at this, we got 8 games.
All of us only picked them to lose 2.
No, I only picked 1 loss.
Oh, no, you did.
And Jive only picked 1 loss.
Never mind, sorry.
So
I misread that.
We must be feeling pretty confident for our hockey team.
yeah.
Or we're looking through Coke bottle glasses.
That could be also.
And they have also been moving up the ESPN Primo Power Rankings, glasses. Which we all know is a crock o' crap anyway. But let's see. We're getting into the section of the show right now where we need some theme music. On to Gophers with Kenny.
So, you know, I think quite a few of us were looking through Coke bottles at the Gophers, and our glass bottles got shattered to all hell.
Throwing beer bottles around.
So,
jerk.
Gophers get knocked out of the NCAA West Regionals by Yale.
9 seconds into the overtime period.
9 seconds into the OT.
Yeah, after a stunning third period to catch them back up and tie them up, Yale had been sitting at 2-0 until the third period.
I blame the ice. It looked like crap.
Schmidt, Busta both had great goals. I think if you actually measure that rink, it doesn't even meet the specifications that is at Cook Arena.
Yeah.
I mean,
and I think this is Yale's second NCAA tournament win as far as a game goes.
Well, they had a couple more after that because they made it to the Frozen Four.
And they beat all those freaking Sioux that...
the Flatlanders?
Yeah. They wanted to give us crap.
Hopefully they screwed up some other people's brackets too.
Yeah, it was not pretty by any stretch.
But also in the Frozen Four, St. Cloud State.
The only Minnesota team, the only WCHA team,
right,
out of six WCHA teams in there, the only one to survive.
Just shocked at that so badly.
Yeah.
I mean, it could have been an entirely WCHA Frozen Four, and that...
Yeah, it could have been. No, it couldn't have. Yeah, one bracket.
The Far East one.
Yeah, it was Quinnipiac, Canisius, Union, and BC.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so, sorry. Never mind.
Close, though.
Could have been 3/4.
Could have been.
True. Very, very true.
So, yeah. Anybody else's brackets get completely screwed this year?
Destroyed.
Yep. Ruined.
Yep.
So, yeah, maybe we shouldn't have brought that up because now people aren't going to pay it. They're going to pay a little more attention to our predictions just to talk smack on us.
Yeah, but it's kind of
ugly. I'm a big fan. It's a good show.
But with that, there's some big Gophers news. Three of the Gophers have signed with pro teams.
Yes.
Busted, Budish, and Schmidt.
Buke said he was originally drafted by the Panthers, and he's now signed a contract. He will make his NHL debut on Saturday.
I think he's the only one that has actually made those steps.
Right. Yeah, because you have Budish, who was originally drafted by the Predators.
He's doing a tryout with their farm
entry team. Level audition contract, is that how they put it?
Amateur tryout with the Milwaukee Admirals,
which would be the AHL affiliate of the Predators.
Of the Preds, yeah. And then Schmidt, who was one of the few Gophers on the roster who was not drafted, ended up signing as a free agent to Washington.
Yeah.
So hey, congrats to those guys. All that happened today.
Yeah.
Well, within the last 2 days.
Right.
Sorry.
And we still have, we haven't heard anything from Hall yet, whether or not he's going to sign with the Wild. The thought is he's a junior, so, and really, if you look at the Wild, there's really nowhere for him to play right now.
Yeah,
so if he signs, he's going to go to Houston.
You know,
it'd be better off for him to finish the last year
in college. It's kind of like what they did with Granlund, where they sent Granlund back down to Houston because there's no room for him up on the NHL team.
Right.
Why sign a kid who can still develop one more year with his college team?
Without having to pay him at all.
Yeah, exactly.
You know.
All right. So apparently we forgot to... Somebody neglected while I was in Paraguay to put the poll up for our
Paraguay
player
now?
Of the week.
We can't figure out what city you're in. Would you get your travel schedule on our calendar
so
we know?
I was in Budapest last week. these guys did pick their player of the week that we were going to put our usual poll up for.
So how was the French food in Budapest?
It's Pest.
Pest.
Come on. Anyway.
The Pest food?
The poll did not get put up. Could you turn Kenny down, please? The poll didn't get put up, so the picks we're just going to kind of throw out for player of the week for Minnesota hockey. Who wants to lead off with their pick for the week?
Yeah, let's just go in order. What the hell?
Okay, right. I'll just do it. Okay, I'm going with Koivu. He had a pair of goals, and he's just been a monster this week. He's been where he needs to be. I think he's got a couple assists on top of that. I mean, really, this week, the scoring was spread around.
It was.
I think Koivu and maybe Cullen are the only guys who had more than one goal.
Speaking of Cullen, I'm totally going with Cullen for punishing... punishing that goalie so bad for making a bad pass, and then also punishing Quick so badly just getting him fed up enough that he had to crack his stick.
All right. I'm going with Parisi. Parisi had, I believe, a goal and assist over the past four games. You know, not huge numbers for him, but he did have that third assist for the goal-tying goal against Phoenix.
Right.
Which was beautiful, and then I believe he also got a shootout goal against Dallas, which was one of Quick's breaking the Quick stick.
That's not Dallas, that's L.A.
Dallas. L.A. Dallas, Phoenix.
Where in the
Toronto
world is Kenny?
I don't know. Get
where in the world?
All
is?
I know is that when his microphone says, when he comes into my headphones saying he needs his ass itched, we're going to have to call NASA because it seems like he can't figure out where he is.
Well, I got to pull my head out of it first, apparently.
Wow. Wow. I didn't right. say that.
And last but not least, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to take Suter for this week. I mean, who else has more ice time than this guy, man? I mean,
very true.
And he had that goal that tied it up with 50 some seconds left.
Oh, that was a beautiful goal, man.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And he's both ends of the ice, man. So, I mean, definite VIP player in my book.
All right, everybody. Unfortunately, that does bring us to the end. Part of it's that I have to go run away and go to work. And we also do need to contact NASA because we can't pay to have Kenny phoning in from that high up in the stratosphere.
Nope.
Everybody want to say
so
a quick
with that,
night.
Please donate so we can actually afford NASA.
Yeah. So you can reach me on Twitter at AaronGNB and you can check out my band, pinrot.com.
All right. Thank you, Aaron.
And you can follow me at RottenK999 as well as Pinrot.com.
Thank you, Kenny. And Jive.
You can follow me at Jive Midnight on Twitter.com. And then, you know, I'm hanging out with these guys, too. I act like I know how to play the guitar, and they let me kind of jam with them. So.
But only follow him if you're creepy.
If
only
you're
follow
creepy.
If you're creepy.
Do you have to follow if you're creepy?
Yes.
Son of a... All right, and this is the Meat Beast. Thank you very much for listening. We will be having maybe just a tiny little spot next week, if anything at all, but we'll be back in 2 weeks from today with another episode of Three in the Box. Thank you very much for listening.
Holla!